Hi, y'all. My name is Danasia, and I'm a 22-year-old type A black girl from Las Vegas who just moved to New York City last year to work for L'Oreal as a financial analyst.
Hey, y'all. My name is Faith, and I'm a 23-year-old type A black girl from AZ living in Denver, working remotely for Cisco as a business analyst.
This season is finally here, and we can't wait to share more about our personal lives, working big girl jobs,
relationships, and life in general as type A black girls. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Season 8 of Type A Black Girls.
As you can see, we are here with a very special guest.
That part.
Okay. Before we get into this week's episode, we're first going to give out a few episode updates. Yeah. Patreon, as you guys know, is our new platform for our girlies that are really locked in.
Okay.
Make sure to pay y'all $3 a month, and you can get access to all of our behind the scenes, all of our vlogs,
itineraries,
truth or drink.
I even wrote down on the docs, I didn't tell you, but like if we could do a get ready with me, because like,
oh yeah,
like my makeup looks good, your makeup looks good. I feel like.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that for sure.
Okay, love.
So make sure you guys are subscribing. Make sure you're also tapping the link in our link tree for all of our Instagrams, all of our free suggestion boxes if you have any questions or advice.
That part.
Y'all know the deal.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get into this week's episode.
Back.
So we have a very special guest, Mia.
Hello.
Insert clapping here.
Woo!
So, Mia, I guess we can kind of start off by just explaining how we met and how... I feel like there's just been so much has happened like this past year and a half. But Mia is really one of my closest friends out here since I've moved to Jersey and / New York for 1 month. And really life has been life in. So Mia, how about we just talk about what happened that day at the game?
Okay, so I'll start off with the backstory, then you can tell your snick bit of how you got there. But okay, so I moved to Jersey and I had known like two other people that were up here. And then Danasia and I actually were interns the same class at L'Oreal together.
Yeah.
And then we were all in this group meet for the everyone who was returning for our rotational program. And so I'm a pretty outgoing person and very direct. So it was like this, it was this HBCU classic that was happening in the Giants and Mets like football stadium, which is actually in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Even though it's the New York stadium.
No, facts. Wow. It's not even in New York.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So that was something that me and my friends were going to go to. And I was like, I need to make more new friends out here. So I was like, I'm going to do something that's going to sound crazy, but it was like, whatever. So I went into our group meet and I DM'd like all the people of color. And I was like, hey, I know this might sound random. And I know we had a virtual internship, so we don't know each other like that. But I was like, listen, blah, blah, blah is happening. We're going to this HBCU football game. Like, if you could make it, that'd be cool. Just trying to meet new people before we start work. Because this was like 2 weeks prior to us starting work, I think. And so I reached out to everyone. I got a couple responses. They were like, oh, I would. But, like, they had plans. It was kind of last minute. It was, like, literally maybe, like, the day before or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was kind of really short notice. It was, like, a spur of the moment. I was like, let me be social.
Yeah.
And Danasia responded.
That was the only one that went.
Whoa.
And I literally remember my mom. I was talking to her, and I was like, oh, like, you know, like, this girl to me, like, she messaged me. Like, I was in Brooklyn at the time. I was like, I don't even know how to get to Jersey.
Mm.
I was so lost and dazed and confused. This is my literally, like, second week out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And I was like, but I was like, oh, but I don't know anybody and I don't have any friends. So I was like, I really need to just put myself out there. So I literally was taking plane, trains, and automobiles to get to Jersey. Mm. Like,
I believe it.
I think I started on a bus. Then I went to a train and I was like, F this, I don't even know where I'm at. I took an Uber the rest of the way, got caught in the tunnel. Like, I think by the time I made it, it was literally like the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I missed the whole game.
It was definitely the end of the game. Or like, it was like after halftime and we were kind of just walking around at that point. So she missed the tailgating, but I was still proud because she had messaged me. She was like, I know it's like halfway through, but I'm still coming. And I was like, and I had offered to drive her, but then I understood like she's
stranger.
Like stranger danger.
I also didn't want her coming literally across state lines. I was like, bro, like you're not coming all the way to Brooklyn to come pick me up. Like it's not going to happen. I was like, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
We can figure the rest out. And I think you dropped me back off at the train station.
Yeah,
it was great. Like that was a really great first like meeting of a friend, because I was like, I don't know who she is, but She also reached out and was nice. And I was like, what can go wrong?
And you actually talked about this in the pod. I'm not sure what episode.
Yeah.
And what or what season. But if you go through and listen to it all, you'll figure it out. She had a whole the whole run through.
Yeah.
There was that was fine the day. In there.
Fine.
Oh, come on now. HBCU men are always fine.
Yeah. I was like, and the thing is, I was like, okay, I didn't go to HBCU. Am I allowed to get in? Like, I was like, are they going to check my PWI card when I come up in there?
No, literally.
She was like, you're good. You're good. Yeah. And yeah, the rest is history. Like, I met you, Lizzie. I met Grant, a lot Bryce, of people Ryan, that day.
Gabe.
I met everybody that day.
Everybody that we hang out with still.
Yeah, to this day.
To this day.
So a year and a half later, yeah, here we are.
Yeah. And we work together every day.
Oh. Yeah. 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 So to our coworkers, like, the thing is, we've always talked about, like, your coworkers aren't your friends. We say we are friends first and then coworkers. Yeah. Because, like, we did not even work in the same office, same position. Oh, do you want to say, like, what you work on, too?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I work in cybersecurity. So I work in IT.
Wow, amazing. That's so amazing.
I love it. So, like, we don't work technically in the same office, but, like, L'Oreal's a pretty flexible company. So, like, you can work in whatever building you want to when you're doing your days in the office. So, like, sometimes, like, yesterday, I'll text an agent. I'll be like, hey, are you going to into the HY office? And then I'll meet her there just so we can, like, you know.
Have a day together,
Have a day.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I believe
no,
it.
For real.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, guys, welcome Mia.
Yes.
Let's go. Oh, let's do our oodids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We always do our outfit of the day.
Outfit of the day. Thrifted. If you ever want to cosplay Hunger Games, go to the bins. Go to the bins. Cause wow, literally, there's little grandmas are shoving you. There's the resellers with the hats and the shoes. You know, the ones that they got that hats. And like the thrifted shirts and like I'm sitting here like, so you have to get on the wall, and people had, like, baskets and bags, and there were children, like, they had lunches, like, it was a whole, like, think of a huge cafeteria, but Goodwill bins.
Oh,
so
brother.
Get there, and I'm like, oh, okay, didn't have the right outfit, like, I had pants that I needed to adjust, headphones, I'm like, oh, I gotta take my headphones off, I gotta focus, okay? So they bring bins in.
No, and gloves, too, right?
Well, yes, I brought gloves, thank the Lord, but I didn't know, I just, like, oh, let me be prepared. No, go on the wall. All right, everybody against the walls. Okay. Correct. Okay. Then, like, okay, ready, set, go. Then you go.
Absolutely not.
You go to the new bins and you're just scavenging. You're just trying to figure out what you want. You're putting in a bag. You're putting in your,
Bro, what?
Yes. And I got this and I was like, oh my God, like, you don't even know if it's going to fit you, but you have to pick it. If you see, you have to pick it, you know?
Yeah.
And then eventually you weigh it and then you, like, I paid like $40 for a whole, like 3-4 bags. It was great. I love a good deal. But yeah, got this from the bins. If you ever want to cosplay Hunger Games, I swear.
Out of the bins. I don't know if that would work for me for the simple fact that, like, I feel like Forever 21 be too much for me. And I feel like that.
Sweating.
That's Forever 21 on Black Friday vibes. That's what that's giving.
That is what that's giving.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was an experience. Like, I'll go back. I want to go with a friend, like a friend that I thrift with, you know. But these are Ross. And then y'all know, what does this say? Hold on.
LaModa. Yes. I love her.
I got these during the pandemic. Well, Dammy got them, but. They're a size 9, and they are literally the comfiest boots. Now, Danasia did stuff the suitcase to the brim today, so I couldn't fit these boots in there, so I had to walk 14 minutes to the pantry.
No,
I was
facts.
Like, my feet is going to hurt a little bit.
No.
And I was like, honestly, Danasia needs all this stuff in here. And I didn't realize she didn't unpack my stuff from last night, because we've been recording back to back. We had Tuesday down as downtime. And we were going to use that to, like, do, like, podcast stuff. But we ended up just watching TV and getting some, like, mid-Asian food and going to sleep and watching the show. Yeah,
and that was what it was.
Maybe Friday. Well, we actually have plans on Friday. Which we got, we'll tell you guys. You want to tell them now?
Oh, yeah. I guess we could tell them now. Yeah, guys. So tomorrow we're gonna go to Netflix, like, listener premiere / party.
Yeah.
And Lotto will be performing. We are very excited.
Yeah.
It's
70s and 80s themed.
Didn't know that. It said it was a very strict theme, and I'm like, what does
that
mean?
Like, you will be turned at the door.
If you don't have 70s, 80s wear on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thank God we got some sparkly, like, skirts
that
in the
part,
bin.
And I got these boots. We good.
Right. Make something shake.
That part. Okay. So, yeah. Yesterday, tomorrow was going to be, like, we were going to, like, sit down and talk about the podcast. We're going to do that on the way. I don't know. But we're going
to do that after the trip at this point. Because we've been trying to do that. We talking
whole,
to y'all.
That part. The whole freaking week. But yeah, very excited. And then the next day is the meet and greet. If you're a New York or New Jersey girly, I mean, it doesn't happen now. But we'll probably have another one in April. Next time I come. But yeah, girl. Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah. I forgot we was even doing outfits. Okay. these shoes, these are my New Balances. Like, they're so comfy.
Love.
These pants are Fashion Nova. This top is Skims. Kimberly did her big one. And then this is Shein.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe?
Amazing.
I know, right? And it's held up. I got this in the pandemic, and it was like...
Well, how many times have you worn it, though?
Well, she wore it once.
Okay. On God,
she wore it more than me, low-key.
No, literally.
Okay, what about you?
Okay, well, I didn't really come dripped out today. I do have my mochas on. They're dirty.
Little calm fit.
I'm just wearing some cargos. I think they're from Forever 21.
Love. Period.
And then I think this is like an old shirt I got from Shein.
Absolutely, yeah. Period.
But yeah, nice, little simple.
A little calm fit.
Yeah. Coming from home.
Period.
Love.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into question of the week.
Yeah.
What are some things that have helped y'all and your overall well-being, either this year or last year?
You want to?
I can start. Okay. I think that something that I have, like, my staple for 2024 is trying to use more of my day and, like, be proactive. So, like, I'm already a morning person. And so, like, I've kind of taken it a step above that. And so at our company, we have, like, a flexible working schedule. So, like, not every week looks the same, or, like, when I get up depends on which office I'm going to. Like, am I going to New York? Am I going to Jersey? So I've tried to say, okay, that shouldn't stop me from, like, being proactive, because I know that if I'm working from home, I'm probably not going to get up till later.
Max.
Right before it's time to get online. Okay. But I've kind of said, no, that's not good. I'm studying for some certifications. I'm like, I need to maximize my day. So what I've been doing is setting I'm up by 7 a.m. no matter where that's I'm going.
Amazing. Wow.
Home, office, it doesn't matter.
She's a trooper, bro.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's
because she knows I sleep.
Oh, you be going. Well, I do midday sleep, but yeah.
No, but once I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah, no.
It's just the getting up part that's hard.
Yeah. I think depending on when this comes out, you guys have heard how Danaja sleeps, and it's actually kind of scary.
Yeah, like, I think I need to see a sleep therapist, which that's a little concerning for everyone involved.
But that's amazing. What certifications?
Security Plus. Like I said, I'm in cybersecurity.
You're not a smart person in the room, because I tried to do A+ and I failed twice, and I'm not doing that again.
Don't be like that. Maybe you need to just take, like, there are different options. Like, you can take online ones, but then there's a lot of your company might offer it. But I know that, like, I'm taking an in-person one too. But I'm studying for the Security Plus and Azure Fundamentals, which is like Microsoft's, like, cloud computing service.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing one for network, because I'm in cybersecurity, but I also work closely with, like, infrastructure and, like, network security. So
yeah, no, that was back in high school. I've already said I am not. I tried CS for 2 years. I said absolutely frick not. That's what you said, cybersecurity. I said, wow, that is amazing. You really graduate. To graduate in that degree is truly freaking amazing. Like, oh yeah, I went to the default business one, and I was like, you know, I can get these.
Hey.
Okay.
Well, okay. I actually have a business degree, not an a bachelor's of science. I have a BBA in computer information systems.
Oh no,
with
same.
A minor in cybersecurity, but I went that way because I have an older sister who's a data engineer and data scientist, and she went to Marquette, and it kind of killed her GPA to go through so much calc.
Oh, same. Calc. I took it three times, bro. Yeah,
she was in, like, calc 4, and she was like, she was calc a good big 4? Sister.
Whoa.
Yes. She is very smart. Actually, Danaja met her last weekend.
I did. Happy birthday.
Now I have to send this to her so she can see that. She's gonna be like, oh my God.
That's amazing, though. Yeah, no, I realized I don't like school, and I was trying to do that degree just because I was like, this is how I can get money. But I realized I can get money in various ways. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay if we went to CIS, because a lot of the CS guys were like, well, if you do CIS, that means you're a failure. So I had that in my brain the entire time.
Yeah.
Boo! No, bro.
Tomato.
All the smelly men, you know, that was like, I've been coding since I was 5. You know, like, they'll get into your
head. On the Nintendo. Bro, you was not on that DS coding.
Oh, no. probably was breaking it apart. The way they were smelling, they have never been outside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No. So,
I think that's where I benefited from having an older sister who's so kind of my role model. And she really takes that whole, I don't know if you've ever heard, they're like, the only person that wants you to be better than themselves more is like your older sister or your older sibling. And she went through that. She came out, still graduated well. And she was like, listen, don't do that. She knew I was interested in tech. She was like, go the business route. You'll have the same opportunities, but she said you won't kill your GPA. And because of her, I graduated magna cum laude.
Love.
And and I hate that people discourage you, because she was encouraging me to do that. And I say I love what I do. I literally love it. I tell her all the time, I love.
You love her job. Damn.
I do. I love my job because of my team. But the thing is, you know, it really was full circle, because during the cybersecurity program I did, my professor was super, super. He was like, it's okay if you don't understand it as fast as all the other boys. Like, you just started. I'm like, thank you so much. And during the pandemic, I had, you know, internships and stuff. Obviously not in cybersecurity or CS or whatever, but I had, like, you know, data analytics or something in business or whatever. And I saw my bully in that class say open for work. And I said, look at that. Mind you, he literally would bully me in that class. Like, oh, you're like, you don't know that? You think you can buy RAM? I'm like, well yeah, like, how do you?
That's just crazy.
It was like, it was
now, you on Indeed.
Okay.
You on LinkedIn.
You on LinkedIn talking about open for work. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Okay.
That is so funny. Yeah. I think Janesha told me you work for Cisco, correct?
Cisco, yeah.
Which is so funny is I'm doing a project with Meraki right now. Boss actually wants me to build a Cisco Meraki. So, like, that's one of their, like, network systems. He wants me to build it for scratch for one of our offices. So that's my challenge of the week. So I'm really excited.
I'm so confused, y'all. I'm so lost. But I love it.
Okay, Janesha, not too much, because when it gets to that investments and finance and credit cards,
I'd be like, telling her, I'd be like, girl, we got to get into these stocks, girl. I'd be like, okay, so we're going to get this one, credit. Literally, we've had so many conversations about credit. Yeah. I was like, get this card.
All because of her. I want you to know I have a travel credit card. I know how to use it. Period. I know how to manage how much credit I'm spending, all because of her. Now, I don't know nothing about that, but she do.
Trust her.
And because of that, think about all the trips we finna go on.
Period. It is. It's already booked, baby. But let's also get into a quick story time, because, I mean, we do have a little bit of extra time, given that we don't have as many crazy stories as I know you probably do.
And we didn't even finish question of the week.
You sure are right.
Oh, you. What's your question? What's your answer?
We have so many questions. Okay. Okay, so reminder, the question of the week. What are some things you started doing that's helped your overall well-being? For me, it's deciding one hard thing I want to accomplish for the day and knocking that out first.
Love.
Like, just getting it out the way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the rest of the day is a breeze.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like, oh, my God, I got an email. Like, send that email. And I get so stressed out sending emails. But I'm like, once it's done, it, like, takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
I know people say, like, work on the easy things first and then the hard things.
No.
But not me. The way my anxiety set up, I need to work on the hard thing first and then.
Because I'll be stressing about it throughout all the easy stuff.
That's so funny. There's a book I had to read in business school that was called Eat That Frog or Eat the Frog or something like that. And the whole book is about, like, how you should tackle your biggest thing first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for you guys, I know you both said that that's how you go. I'm actually the opposite.
Really?
I have
to do the easy.
I am a competitive person, and that's how I get things done. So I feel more proactive when I can see progress.
Like that.
So I need to see that I'm getting things done, because if I spend all my time on one thing, then I'm going to get discouraged to continue. So, like, but the book was about eating that big frog first.
Yeah.
So you guys should check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For me, it's, I have literally, I think the second or third time I've talked about this podcast, but too smart for this. I love that girl. Okay. We gonna have her on.
Oh, we're Alexis. We love you, girl. We need you on ASAP. No, Rocky.
We are having Alexis on in between her time, because she got an apartment here, so we gonna get her.
Yeah.
She talked about putting your phone in the bathroom when you sleep, so that as soon as that alarm goes off, you literally have to go into the bathroom to turn it off, and then you have to start your day. Like, don't get back in the bed. You can't get back in the bed, and literally, like, on my carnival cruise, I gained 8 pounds, and it went all to my face, and a lot of weight for sure, but, like, literally, I FaceTimed Dammy after the cruise, because I wasn't paying for that Wi-Fi, and he literally was like, are you sick? And I said, no. He's like, because you look swollen. I said, oh, why would you say that?
Boo!
Why would you say that? And I was like, you know what? Like, he did it. There was no ill intent with that statement. It's just, I looked swollen. I was like, okay, well, all my, I was eating pizza and ice cream every night. Like that, you know, that's, shouldn't have been doing that, but it was fun. It was great.
Yeah, you're on vacation. You're on vacation.
Grand time, okay? But I was like, you know what? We're taking these photos, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to Photoshop, but I would not want to Photoshop. And I was like, we got to get to this gym. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this January of my entire life, the ratio of me going to the gym versus not going to the gym, I was going to the gym because that phone was in that bathroom. Because I was like, okay, I was irritated. But as long as I put on those clothes and got to the gym, I was like, all right, well, I mean, I'm here. I might as well do it. Yeah. And I literally got my body to where I wanted it to. And I was like, you know what? I'm frugal. I'm very frugal. And as y'all have seen, like, it's very Ross, TJ Maxx, thrifted vibes over here. And maybe, like, a few key pieces or whatever. And it's like, I need to make sure I work out so I don't have to go and up another size. Because when I was going through my body dysmorphia during the pandemic, like, that was a really expensive moment with clothes. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Like, I need to stay this size for a good minute because I like the clothes I got and I don't want to give away to my sisters. Oh, I get irritated. I'm like, can't fit me. I love that, but this booty too big. Like,
we dragging that wagon. Okay. Got it.
But yes, that's probably my biggest one, and really just like getting in bed and having a sleep routine. Y'all know I'm a sleeper for real. So like I have my eye mask. I got my Modern Family plan on the TV. I got my heated blanket, and then I got a heating pad. Even if it's not my period, I love having a heated pad. And it's literally just like, I literally, like, when people are like, oh, sorry, I can't sleep over. Like, I have a night routine. Like, no, that really is my night routine. Like, if I don't have a heating pad, I don't know if I can go to sleep.
My sister does that.
Yeah, like, I need a heating pad. Yeah.
Like, she does that even when she's on her period or not. Like, yeah. She brought her heating pad when she was here last weekend.
Yeah. And, like, I have a Sleepy Girl mocktail that I've been trying with, like, tart cherry juice just to start. And then I started with the magnesium. And Demi's like, don't drink that every night because your body might be reliant on it. I'm like, okay. So maybe, like, if I've had a really tough day, I'm like, cherry juice.
Yeah. I was going to say, sleepy time tea has helped a lot for me. Like, I drink spearmint tea in the morning now.
Okay.
And I'll do, like, peppermint tea sometimes at night if I feel like, okay, I can't sleep for real.
Yeah.
That night when I couldn't sleep,
bro. 4 hours when we was talking?
Yes. I literally could not sleep so bad because we had coffee before we started filming, and I was literally in the bed shaking. Like, yeah. I could not sleep. And I was like, I want to drink that tea, but it also has caffeine. So I don't know how that works, but it puts me right to sleep.
Yeah. There was literally a night. I want to say it's Monday. We were like, oh, my gosh, we're so – no, we had a little bit of energy. We got in bed. We were literally talking for 4 hours.
Just a yap session, bro. Like, we haven't talked like that.
We didn't sleep in the same bed from Miami, so.
Yeah, no, we didn't. No, because me and Peyton had a yap session in Miami.
Oh, I believe it. No, Kelly was over there talking to her man. I was like, okay, well, let me put my Bob's Burgers on. Like, I
go to sleep.
Like, I'm going to sleep. Yeah, no, we haven't had a yap session in years.
You know, for real. Like just like
late. In-person yap session.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Child, yeah, that was needed. That was about needed. A whole bunch of nothing, but
no, a whole bunch of nothing. I don't even remember what the topic was.
I have absolutely no clue.
Couldn't tell you.
I was like, Mom's, the back of my eyes hurt.
And like, I literally had to be at the office the next day, and I was like, I gotta be up in 3 hours.
So brave. That alarm went off, seven more went off. She said, I'm like, yeah.
I watched it ring the last time. I said,
I don't know why you went. You must have had an in-person meeting.
I did. Yeah. I had an important meeting, and I was like, bro, I can't miss this.
Don't have a choice.
I was a trooper.
Sick work.
Fighting for my life.
Y'all.
But to start, this is really a heavy story time episode, so yeah. I guess we can first start off by Mia, like, talking about the fact that, for what I feel like we've really learned, we really are loyal to the soil, because when Mia's friend Sydney came into town, let's just talk about that situation.
Okay, so
when was that?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Okay, it was earlier last year. That's all I can remember. So that's my roommate, Sydney, and she came into town, and we were kind of just on some good vibes. Like, I some other people from Howard were in town, and we're like, oh, we're gonna go meet them in Brooklyn. Dinesia was meeting more characters of my life, and we like to call them characters for a reason. And I think that I don't even remember how it all started.
I think we got invitations to go out, and we was like, well, no, first we started with dinner. That's how it started. We started with dinner. We were at Fushimi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We were at Fushimi and we're like, okay, like we want to like, you know, go out. And we're like, okay, let's figure out what to do. I remember we went to some little party in Brooklyn.
Yes. That's how it started. It was like in a warehouse like area.
Mm. Like a boiler room vibe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't a good vibe. We were just going to meet two of my friends because they were in town and I had driven into the city this day. So like, we were like, oh, we got a car. We outside.
Yeah.
And so my old roommate was with us and Danasia and her had just met that day. And I need to emphasize that. They had just met that day because that is very important. And let's just say, as the night's moving on, we go back to the car. My guy friends are in a car in front of us and then we are in the following car. And so for like 30 minutes, we were all kikiing at the corner. Like, legit, yeah. Came out, kikiing. Everybody's introducing each other. Like, we're actually having a great, fantastic time, right? Then we're like, okay, let's move on to the next place. Like, we're going somewhere in Bushwick. And I was like, okay. Oh, I think Cafe Azuli or something.
Oh, yes. We love Cafe Azuli.
Yes. Yeah. And so we're, like, literally just hanging out the car. Like, I'm sitting in the driver's seat. I think Danasia's in the back seat. My friend Sydney's sitting there. And so one of the guys, okay, keep this in mind in the story.
Okay.
We got three brothers.
Mm.
Three brothers.
Okay.
And just not to put them on blast, I'm going to change their names.
Love.
we're going
to please do, because the one's still going to be mad, so you need to.
Okay, we're going to just choose Jay's because it's on my mind. So Jake is my friend.
Okay.
And then he has two brothers, Jeff and Jacob. Oh, no, I can't use Jacob. Jeff.
John.
He has two brothers. So Jake is my friend, and then Jeff and John are his brothers. Mm-hmm. John's kind of cute.
Okay, love.
John, fine as hell. He knows who he is.
So John looks like his brother Jake. They just are a little different in height. Okay. And so he pulls up to the side of my roommate Sydney's door and rolls down the window and is like, hey, you seem like you little, like, what's wrong? And she's just like, you know, I'm just irritated. She's like, I'm just hungry. So, like, if we could just go get some food, I'm gonna be back right in it.
That part,
like,
yeah.
And he's being so nice. They're just having a nice conversation. And then Jeff.
Second brother.
Mm-hmm. Which at this time, we didn't know they were brothers.
They look nothing alike.
Ah.
So okay. The two other brothers were like, okay, that makes sense that they're brothers. Mm-hmm. But the third one, we like, who is that man? We don't know.
Okay.
And actually, before we even got in the car, I remember that we were all sitting on the corner and Sydney was like, I'm going to go into the car. Like, she went off by herself. And I was like, okay, I'll go with you. Because, yeah. You know, we I don't know where we're at, right? Yeah. So we ended up going to the car. And I remember she was just like, I think she took a call or something. And we're just sitting in the car. But before that, the brother we didn't know was the brother was like, hey, what's up with you? I think he tried to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she was just like, nah, like, she wasn't with it.
Okay.
So then we go to the car. This is what initiates this next part.
Yes. And so we go to the car. And so the one brother, what's his name? John.
Okay, that's the third one.
That's the third one. That's the one that looks like Jake, my friend. And so he's talking to him. They're having a nice conversation. Like, Sydney had a little attitude because I'm not one to lie. But, like, she had said, like, I just want to get some food. And then I'm straight.
Absolutely.
Well, Jeff, the other brother who was trying to talk to her down, but she was not giving him any time. But she wasn't rude, just like, hi and bye. She went to the car.
Yeah.
He comes up to the window and tries to say something to her. But, like, he doesn't approach it like, oh, whatever. He's like, oh, you think too highly of yourself or something like that.
Yeah, kind of like she was stuck up. He was like, what's your problem? Like, how come I can't talk to you? Da, 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 da.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm hungry.
I don't like you.
Leave me alone.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he said that, and she was like, she kind of got snippy, but then he just walked off, and I was like, okay, I know my roommate, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She can go to 0 to 10 real fast. But, like, he walked off, so it was nothing. So then I happen to get out of the car, and I'm standing in the driver's window of Jake and my friend, and I'm, like, talking to him, and his brother, Jeff, gets in the passenger seat and says, can I curse on here?
Yeah. For the sake of this reference, absolutely, they need to know what he said. Yeah.
He said something like, I'll spit on that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It threw the frick out of me.
Who are you talking to?
What the
Who frick? Are you talking
I'm
to?
I'm hungry. Leave me alone. You're ugly. Like,
and he was.
Okay, well.
That threw me. Because if you ask Danasia, I'm not a very confrontational person. Like, I just don't ever think anything's that deep.
Yeah.
I said, you'll do what?
I'm in the back seat like, what he said?
No, y'all don't even know at this point. I literally said, you said what? You're going to spit on who? So, hey, call it instigating or not, but you're not finna talk to my friend like that.
Oh,
so I go back to the
no.
car. I'm like, Sydney, he said he finna spit on you. She said, what? Now, this is the part where I say, Danasia is loyal to a flaw. When I tell you, Sydney says, spit on who? Before Sydney's door closed, Danae's had already closed.
I was out. Yeah, I was with her. I said, who is he about to spit on?
Oh, absolutely. I believe it. Yeah, no, Danae's is very like, are you not about to...
Bro.
Even if you don't know, she don't
even
know.
Even if you don't know it. Like, I'm like, what did you say?
Day, yeah, no, I believe it.
And we hadn't known each other that long, so I wasn't... Hey, Danae wasn't giving me that type of energy. Yeah. I love you, friend, but you don't be... like.
She didn't expect it, but I was like, no, like, on a normal day, no. But I was like, he said he's going to spit on her. I didn't even know her like that, but I was like,
that's nefarious.
I know her well enough to know we're not doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
When I tell you, like, I can visualize this moment, when I'm the only one on the driver's side. Before I can get out the car, Danae is literally standing up behind Sydney.
5'3" strong, bro.
Standing up behind Sydney. You might have had your platforms on that day.
I did. I was 5'6" that day, baby. Come on, oh, talk to me.
That height fishing.
I do. I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, before Sydney opened that door, and I'm telling you, all I heard was Danae's door shutting. And that's when I knew that me and her were going to be locked
in.
Was
locked in.
That was not her friend, but she knew that as girls, not only do we have to stick together, but like, if that's my people, that's her people. In that moment. They don't need to know otherwise.
Yeah.
No, facts.
But let me not talk badly about these men, because though that happened and it did get a little rowdy after that, I want you to know that each and every single one of the rest of them, because it was more than just Jeff, Jacob, and
it was
John,
a whole gang.
It was a whole group of them. They came up to our window and they said, I'm so sorry for his behavior. They said, because if one of us messes up, all of us mess up.
Yeah.
He said, and we are not those people. They put him in the car and they all came and apologized to us about 1,000 times.
I know that's right.
And that's when I knew, oh, y'all are very respectful gentlemen.
That and Jeff never came around again. Good. I don't think I've seen Jeff. Like, he's been gone ever since. And that's their blood brother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, fool me one time. That's it.
That's all it takes, that's baby. It. What J. Cole say?
No, literally, not even that. Just fool me once.
Shame on you.
No, that's hard, okay? Oh, my God.
No, it was intense. It was crazy. But in that moment, I was like, yeah, Sydney. Yeah.
That's a good meat story, though. Not a meat story, but, like, this is for life.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, we drove all. We got some food. We were laughing. Because at that point, we could only laugh because we're like, we didn't expect them to actually come back and apologize. Because you know how some men can be.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we riding with our bro. But they understood where he was wrong, and they apologized. And I said, listen, all of y'all.
I respect that. Because we were still talking shit in the car. We're like, like, we're ad-libbing. Like, they easily could have been like, okay, they're being petty, and like, they still came up and said something. So crazy. But I guess that really just kicks off the whole theme of this episode, which is really crazy college stories, things that we've gotten into in college.
That part.
I guess we can start off by saying where we went.
Yeah. I went to Arizona State University for 4 years, and by the slip of my neck, what's the word?
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. Okay, I graduated. I think in one of these episodes, I talked about how slippery that slope was.
Yeah.
I got in a call with her, Danae, Kelly, and Peyton. I said, I don't know.
And we was virtually prayer circling. Like,
Dear Lord,
please let this girl cross that stage.
I was very, very scared. But I went to ASU Miles. Where'd you go?
I went to University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Vegas girl.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten more comments like, people are from Vegas, until I came out here. Like,
Okay, y'all. Well, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I ain't never got no comment except for, there are black people that live there.
Really?
No, that's all they
that's
say.
That's all I think about when I think of Milwaukee.
Well, they say that. Well, you might be no geography better than them, because first off, half of them be like, I thought that was near Colorado. I'm like,
what?
They're just all grouping anything in the middle together. That's what it is.
But the thing is, Colorado really ain't even that in the middle. It's more so West Coast.
The West Coast, for real.
That's so crazy. But we're from the West Coast, so we know what's going on over here.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have to hate on Northeastern education sometimes, because how do y'all not know where the stuff in the middle is?
Yeah, the stuff in the middle is hard. I'm not going
to
hold you.
It is. Once you get to them Dakotas, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Maybe because I'm from the Midwest, I can name all my state and capitals, guys.
That's amazing. we learned it. I didn't
know.
It's not up there.
We got to the middle. I said, California.
That don't really matter.
Yeah. So just to your comment, talking about people like, people live for Vegas. No, I hear black people live in Wisconsin. I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But, and to me, I went to the illustrious Howard University.
I knew
Mecca.
It was
coming. Yeah. Come on now. Nobody can be a bison and not say the illustrious or the Mecca right afterwards. Come on now. That's inbred in us.
I knew it was coming. Yeah. I knew it was coming. But we say that to say, of course, we have crazy college stories. Now, of course, take this with a grain of salt. For one, we did lose 2 years that due part, to COVID. Sick work. So this is really coming from like either like freshman, sophomore year or like ending of senior year for me at least. Yeah. But I feel like you had a good COVID experience realistically.
Mia. Yeah.
So do you want to kick us off with like one of your stories?
That part.
I actually want to hear one of y'all's stories first. But I will say that I can't blame COVID on mine because I did go home for that little mini, what was that, March mm-hmm. to the fall. And then me and my roommate, we're like, oh, we don't like these. And we got a regular apartment and Whoa. We moved back to D.C. And it was kind of crazy because my mom was like, I'm not paying for that. She was like, why am I paying for you to live off campus and when the campus is closed? And I said, oh, it's okay, honey. I'll pay for it myself.
Period.
And I did. I went and got an internship year-round. And nice. And that's what I did. But so I think I did have a full college experience. Obviously, there were some give and takes with that. But, yeah. Hey, I had a great time.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, moms, do you want to go first with your story?
I mean, I have a quick one. I'll do two, but very, very quick, that first one. So in my intro to Java class, you know, everybody is like, oh, I've been coding for da, da, da. Like, okay, shut up or whatever. So I get in there with my coding computer because I had a regular computer, my editing computer, and then I had my coding computer because I was really intense on YouTube during, what is that thing called? During college. And I'm literally, sorry, that's what I'm talking about. And the thing is, like, I open the thing up. I'm like, okay, homework last night. Like, I'm looking at all that stuff. And every single, and I would go, like, come in, like, 15 minutes beforehand. And every single time I came in, he couldn't have been all the way there because he'd come in, and during that time, the the broccoli song, not the broccoli song, but the little Yachty song. Like,
he would
literally come in and like whistle that. Just, and I'm not, I'm talking about like a 300 student seating, like auditorium, you know, the entry level classes. And I'm like, there's just no way you're coming in here and whistling that loud. There's just you're literally murder whistling. Like I got chills every single time he would come in to class. He would murder whistle, and I literally had murder whistler on the dock, and me was like, what does that mean? Murder whistler, like that,
what does it mean?
So literally, what does it mean? And the thing is, I really, y'all know, I had really bad memory. Like, I have extremely bad memory, and I was just really like, what was that thing? And the thing is, I tried to log into Snapchat Dark Muscle. You have to email headquarters. I'm not doing that. I'm literally not emailing. So I literally started scrolling down my Finsta. And at what point, I was really into nails. So that main page.
I remember that.
It was just nails. I literally would just do screenshots. It was like a Pinterest of nails. Like, I'm sure, like, I had all of my inspo on my Finsta. And it got, like, one of these episodes, the man who I met in the airport, he was rubbing all up on my legs. Single era, the year and a half I was single. And it was just stranger. He was like, you are beautiful, I would love to, you know, take you out on a date. We got pizza right at the gate and he was rubbing up on my legs. But those are like my top two. I have one more, but yeah, I was like, honestly, I'm not gonna be talking to that much this one. And I know Mia got some fun ones, and I just met Mia today, literally less than an hour ago. So I'm excited to giggle.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm ready. I need you to go first. But mine is definitely on this end and yours was on that end. But like, I'm going to tell this first one, and I'm going to tell this one because I don't think I've ever told Denaja this story.
Oh, thank goodness. I was like, tell me something I ain't heard yet. Like, I want to be entertained.
Okay. You know what? Y'all said y'all can crop some stuff, so if y'all don't like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is that camera, Suisse? This fourth one. Number four.
Three. Wait.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Not three. Four.
Wait, you're talking to me?
Huh?
Oh, which one to look at? I thought I'm looking at three.
Oh, girl, I was looking at four this entire time.
No, four is for the wide. Three is for me, right?
I see. No, okay, yeah, three is for you. We keeping this in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's too much. So I went to Howard University, for those who don't know. I hope you do all know, though. It is in Washington, D.C., so it's a very urban area. I would say Washington is like a mini New York. Mm. Cleaner, nicer, prettier, by far. Love that. Love the DMV down. But, okay, so let's start off with the story of, and I say that to say that we weren't on regular college people student things. Like, we weren't in a little college town. No, we were in the city. Mm-hmm. We were in the city, and there was a lot to get into. Yeah. And then also, if you've ever been to DC, we have U Street, which is right next to Howard, and that's like essentially like the Bourbon Street of New Orleans, but it's in DC. U Street is where you go out. Like, yeah. I don't care what race you are, you're going out on U Street. Yeah. Okay. And I say that to say, so it's my really close guy friend's birthday, and he doesn't know what he's gonna do, and we're sitting in my apartment. he would crash with us from time to time. So it would.
I know. That's all I need to know. I know who it is.
I'm going to try not to use names as much as I can. But so he would crash with us from time to time. And he's a tourist like me. So we were just hanging out in my apartment. And I was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And he's like, you know, I'm really social. I just want all my friends. I want to do something. And so we came up with this bright idea of having a party. Like, we're going to find a bar on U Street and rent it out, like a lounge, not a bar, a lounge or a club, and rent it out. And then have all of our friends come. Mm. Problem is, this is in like less than 48 hours. So we call my...
The type A-ness jumped out. We said, oh
my gosh.
No, like, this is like, when I say, like, this is coming into the wee hours, that's almost, it's like, this is less than 24 hours. Oh. I mean, no, less than 48. Mm. So we're on the phone with my roommate, and we're telling her we want to do this. And she, for some reason, had went back to Atlanta, where she's from. And so she's like, are y'all serious? And then she was talking to him. She's like, well, I'll come back if you pay for half my ticket. He was like, send me. It was cheap. This is still COVID. This is like 2021.
Oh, love.
So,
okay.
So we're like, we'll pay for your, if you pay for my ticket, she said, then I'll come back and help y'all. He's cashed after the money.
I know, that's right.
Period.
When I tell you, by 8 a.m, she was back at home with me in the apartment. So this day's chaotic. We're running around. We're doing everything. Long story short, we get the party together. We get the invites. Everybody's there. Like, we rented out a lounge. I don't know. It was like $2,000. And I don't know. That sounds crazy for college students. But, like, you have to remember the type of people that go to Howard University to a certain extent.
Yeah.
That's not that crazy. And then back then, people were doing, like, anything to make money.
Facts.
Let's to say the least.
Yeah.
So, oh, like, that unemployment was going crazy for some of my friends.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't want to say too much about that PPP either, but like,
yeah.
So it was like, I don't know, like $1,700 for us to get the entire top floor. Mm-hmm. So we're running around. I'm getting balloons. Like, we're getting outfits. It turns out to be a great thing. He makes a little sappy thing. Now, but before we left the apartment, we had said, because he a little player, you know, he got like 20 girlfriends. We had said,
imagine,
are you coming back home with us? Because once you get like gone, you're not driving. So I had the car keys and his wallet.
Yeah.
Cause like, I was kind of taking care of everything. That's just like who I am. Like, people will say like, I was the greatest hostess that night, like doing absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. So I said that, and he said, okay, well, if I don't come home with y'all, he told us blank girl that he could go home with. Like,
love.
That's cool.
Love.
This is so calm, y'all. So after the party, we're like, okay, we all taking it back to one of his friends' house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say. Yeah. So we're like, we're going to take the party back to his friend's house. And so, like, then that turns into a whole house party. Like,
after the club?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, that was great. Like, that's a typical day for us. So everybody's back in the house, and, like, we're having a great time. And then I'm in the kitchen, and somebody whispers something to me, and they're like, hey, Tamia, blah, 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 is freaking out. Like, you need to come upstairs. I'm like, I was getting my little flirt on. I'm not going to lie. I had my little boo there, and I was talking in the kitchen. I said, what? And so I'm like, because if y'all heard the craziness that was whispered in my ear, like, he tweaking. I'm like, what? And so then I'm like, say it again. They said, this is the birthday boy. They just convinced this man to snort a little coke. I said,
why is coke inhaled so often, bro?
But to me, this was my first introduction to someone I know doing it. And I was like, no. Because, like, me and my friend, we're close, and he knows that, like, how I feel about drugs. So, like, I'm like, so he whispered that in my ear, so I'm going upstairs. I go upstairs. We in one of the bedrooms. Like it's like a group of us in there, like, he is, like, tweaking out. Like, he I really don't think he really took that much, but he just knew I would be disappointed in him because, like, okay, you're already belligerent. Yeah. Like, when I say belligerent, like, one of his line brothers carried him out the club. Not because he couldn't walk, but he was just doing a lot.
Yeah, so,
why is that happening? So I'm upstairs, and I'm like, okay. And, like, he is, like, almost on his knees begging, like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? Okay, now this is where it gets crazy. So we gotta keep. No, this is where it gets crazy. Yeah. So we're upstairs, and he's saying that, and then there's these two girls. they're trying to take him somewhere, like take him home with them.
Take them? Threesome?
Plural. Not even like that. Okay. So one, they were friends, and so he had messed with one of them.
Okay.
And so the other girl had just drove.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, I'm looking for his wallet so he can leave. I said, oh, he's not going anywhere. What are you talking about?
He's like, literally.
The wallet is in the back pocket, y'all.
Yeah.
The wallet and the keys.
Yeah.
No, you're not going anywhere. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean they looking for me and they looking for the keys? I'm like, he's not going anywhere, especially like now. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
So then keep in mind, there are these other two of my friends. Like, mm-hmm. one is my friend, one's my roommate's friend.
Yeah.
And they were with us all night, too. They were at the thing. But he technically messed with both of them, too.
Wow. I mean, you did say he had 20 girlfriends.
I mean, not 20 legit girlfriends, but yeah. Like, I mean, when I say mess with, I'm not even talking about like full on, like I'm talking about like yeah. little stuff too. Little like he be flirting. Like he is a flirt.
Yeah.
And so, but that was so long ago. That's not at the top of my mind. So they're trying to get the wallet from me to the point where like the girls say they finna fight me.
Excuse the freak out.
We're in the bedroom and they like, oh, we finna fight. They're like, oh, they coming after me, storming upstairs or whatever. So Sydney, my roommate that we discussed earlier, she grabs a mug. So that's the closest thing to her and said, well, this girl is kind of tall, she said, but I can get one good hit. I get one good hit, this door opens. So she's standing like this by the door. I'm like, what? Now, mind you, I don't know if she could fight.
Yeah.
But I know she be ready. Like,
yeah.
She be ready. She's like, listen, she wants to say she a big girl, but hey.
Hey, I can knock her down a couple notches.
That part.
And I'm like, she's like, she's standing right by the opening of the door. She says, they open this door. And I'm like, it don't even need to come to that. Yeah. Like, what is
put
going
on? Put the mug down.
Put the mug down. Like, what is going on? So, like, he is still, like, literally on the floor, like, crying, like, because he just knows that, like, I'm going to be upset, da-da-da-da. And so the other two girls, why this happened, the two girls that are our corresponding friends who, I mean, he's flirted with, like, whatever, they are, like, he's focused on apologizing to me, and they are all on him, on one side of him, like, consoling him. But, like, he not even paying them no mind. Like,
yeah.
Imagine you on Danasia's side, and I'm on Danasia's side, and we're just, like, both on his shoulder, like, oh,
and I'm
are
talking
you okay?
to somebody right
and you,
here.
And you talking to me. So he talking to me, but I'm not paying nothing to mind. I'm thinking about why they finna, you're not getting the wallet. So then there comes a confrontation, and one of the girls comes in there, the two girls that are outside, and they like, oh, we're here for the wallet. I said, you can walk away. You're not getting said wallet. So they were coming in here on this rah-rah, but they ended up leaving.
Okay, good.
I get distracted for another, I don't know where I went, but I got distracted.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, Tamia, you need to come outside. They're putting Brandon.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to have to cut that.
Clip it. Cut it. Yeah, yeah. That. Start
okay.
over.
Yeah. Okay. I get a call, and he like, Tamia, they're putting the birthday boy in a car. What you mean you putting him in a car? They said forget the wallet because I wasn't giving them the wallet.
Yeah.
And they trying to put him in a car. I go outside. No, I didn't go outside because at this point I had enough.
Yeah.
I'm standing on the porch. And the two girls that were consoling him, this is where I realized what they were doing. They chasing the other two girls around a car with him. Like they fighting. They're literally tugging over this man. Now this man is like gone. So he just don't even know what's going on.
That part.
And I'm just like, bro. I scream at them. I'm like, dude, get in the house. Like, y'all are about to blow me.
That part.
Like, and I'm not paying attention. I'm like, why are they, like, the two girls that I was with, they're going harder trying to get him to stay than I am. I'm like, so I'm not peeping what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm like, one, you two girls are not stealing him because the one girl wanted to steal him because they used to mess with each other. And I think, like, she was like, okay, come with me, come home. But, like, the other two girls, they were acting like they were on my side in terms of, like, trying to help me and my roommate get him inside, but why are you literally tugging at his arms, like walking around the car, following each other? I'm like, no, I don't have time for this. Yeah. So long story short, he comes back inside, night ends. I finally get him. I'm like, okay, we're going home. Like at this point, you're going home with us.
Yeah.
Because the girl he wanted to go home with, she done been went home a long time ago. Mm. So I'm like, okay, you're coming home with us. So the two girls are like, okay, we're coming with you because we need to make sure he's okay.
Just very adamant about going home with him. This is very sus.
but I want you to know I'm not thinking nothing of it. Like, I did think all of that was weird, but it wasn't until we got in the car and I'm like, I went to drop one of them off because, like, we were somewhat around the same area we live. So I drop off the first one. She's like, oh, no, 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 no. I pull up at her apartment. No, 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 no. I need to make sure he's okay. So, like, just go to your house. Just go to your house, and then I'm going to Uber home myself. And I'm like, what? Why would you do that? Because, mind y'all, Ubering in D.C., like, Ubering in New York, that's expensive. Yeah. I'm like, I'm dropping several bands. Get out the car. Get out the car. They wouldn't get out the car. So I drive to the next person's house. Okay, I should have set the scene. My roommate is in the passenger seat. I am driving the car. He is in the middle, and they are legit on either side of them, on either side of him again. Just like
tugging.
Like wanting him to lay. Like I'm like, what is going on? I never saw females act more strange. And then I was like, okay, so I drive to the next ones. I'm like, get out the car. They talking about something. She said the same thing. Oh, no, 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 no. I need to make sure he's okay. I said, what do you think me and Sydney are going to do? We don't need y'all to come home with us. That, like, part, right. No.
And we're not the ones drunk either. So right. What now?
I want you to know that they wouldn't get out the car. I got so fed up that I just drove home. And I just got out the car. And me and my roommate, we went upstairs. I said, oh, y'all want to help so bad. Y'all scared this man upstairs.
That part.
They proceeded to stay in my house for a couple hours. And, like, I mean, like, for some time. I don't want to say a couple hours because it was already, like, middle of the night. But, like, they proceeded to do that. And then we had to tell them to leave.
You need to leave.
What were they there for?
They were making sure he was okay. Come on, Faith.
No, they wasn't making sure.
But so that's my crazy story in terms of, like, it went from great birthday party to coke being snorted to girls chasing a man around the car. And you're just sitting here like,
this is very
to this day, you don't know why.
No, I know why.
I know why.
Come on now.
I know why.
They want to have a threesome?
No!
What?
No, this is crazy. They both wanted him.
Oh. Not a threesome, but they all three wanted sexual relations.
They wanted him, but they were disguising it as helping me get him away from the other two girls that were trying to take him. But then they wouldn't go away themselves.
But what? To your house? What are they, that's on the couch? Crazy.
Bro, where were they going to take him from there?
Yeah, really? Guys, because he didn't live there. He was sleeping on the couch. So if they wanted to join him, that was fine. But at that point, we were like, we literally went to bed. And then I came back out after showering and stuff. And they were still there. And me and my roommate had to be rude. Like, yeah. we had to be stern. Like,
yeah.
You had to be. This is my house. Yeah. Get out.
But, like, yeah, so that's my little one story of, like,
what in the actual
girls being crazy. Weird.
Crazy.
And I feel like coke was not the highlight of this.
It wasn't. I've never seen women act like that. That's scary. That's
amazing. What?
Over a man?
Wow.
And you know
tugging his arm? Imagine. Like, what?
And the thing is, he on coke. He like,
huh?
No, to this day, y'all, though, looking back at it, I don't even think that man really had any in his system. I feel like now being older and having seen people, like, I'm pretty sure he probably snorted some, but I really think it was an overreaction.
Yeah.
But, like,
he was probably scared.
No, he was.
I know I would be.
He was, like, panicked. He was like, oh, my God. And then he just couldn't remember anything, and then they fight over him. And I'm just like, can we just go home?
Right. I just
want to get, like, we had a great day.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow,
that was a lot.
People
called
it.
I feel bad
really
for him.
Different.
No, for real. For real.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was a calm day.
Imagine. Wow. Jesus. Mom, I think we really only have time for maybe your two.
Okay.
Maybe
I have one long one. So that's
okay.
That,
okay.
That works.
Period. I know that's right.
Okay. So as you guys know, I've talked about my Italy trip pod, right?
Yeah.
But it was the block was too hot. When I did this, because it was like, okay, I haven't graduated yet. Like, I really don't know if I can really talk about what actually happened on this trip. Wait. And when I was thinking about...
Okay, I'll just
listen. When I was thinking about what to say, I realized there's only so many cult stories I can say that don't incriminate other people. Like,
yeah.
It's really hard. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, bro, I either get myself in trouble or other people. And it's hard.
Yeah.
So I thought I would talk to you guys about this study abroad trip that I had and what actually went down. Because you guys have never known the true story. So yeah. I feel like it's time.
Yeah.
So...
To set the scene, I was on a study abroad trip. It was with like a group of students that I had been in like a program with for all 4 years. So I had known them, and they were mixing cohorts together. So like my cohort was, we were the seniors, and then the juniors were on the trip as well, right?
Yeah.
So already I was like, okay, you know, I don't really know the juniors as well. I knew a couple of them. Shout out to one girl. She's a listener. She knows, I'm not going to call her out because I don't want to expose her, but yeah. She knows who she is. She's really great.
Love.
So already I was like, okay, this is just a very interesting dynamic, right? So to set the scene, my main professor, she was leading the entire group, right?
Okay.
There was another professor. He was like an associate professor that would kind of help out. Mm-hmm. He actually didn't even live in Vegas. He lived in a different state.
Oh.
But he would be like, he was our virtual professor. So okay. I never even really seen the man below the shoulders. I don't even know who he was, really.
Wow. Okay.
But I knew he was married with children.
Key.
This is what I thought, but this is what I thought. Okay. So he was married with children. When we pull up to the airport to leave to go to Italy, there's a blonde lady just standing around. And I'm like, who's that lady? Like, I'm thinking she's not in our group. Like, maybe she's in the other cohort because I don't know the other cohort like that. I'm like, maybe she's in the other cohort. Like, I'm just a little lost. She gets on the plane with us and she's sitting next to him to the point where I'm like, who is this lady? And I turn to my friend. I'm like, who is that blonde lady? Like, and she was like, I don't know. Now, I got a friend, okay? We're going to call him Bill. Mm. Bill's the messiest person I know.
Ah, Bill.
I love him down, but literally he's so funny. Like, he will know the tea before the tea even is in the pot. Like, yeah. He just knows everything for some reason.
Yeah.
And he came up to me. He was like, Denasia? Just like that. I was like, yeah? He was like, I don't think you know what I know.
Oh, bro.
And I'm like, what do you know, Bill? He's like, that's our professor's mistress. I'm like, what?
No way.
I'm like, no, you're playing. Because I hadn't even seen them hold hands or do nothing shady yet. So yeah. I'm like, I don't know why. She just keep lingering. She didn't even introduce herself. Like, we don't know why she's there. Like, she's literally like, here's the professor is giving a rundown of the trip. She's right next to them, like, arms crossed. Like, she a part of the group. I'm like, bro, you're not leading this. You're not a chaperone. So I was really lost and confused. Come to find out, that really was his mistress. Like, throughout the trip, they are, like, sightseeing, holding hands. Like, this was basically, like, a vacation for them,
yeah.
Which was insane, right? So already I'm like, huh, this is weird.
Yeah.
But it gets even weirder because I literally have a whole notes of weird things that was happening on this trip. It gets weird because when we get to our first stop, now, mind you, we're in Italy. I don't speak Italian. No one on the group really speaks Italian. So we're relying on our professors to kind of just, like, tell us where to go.
Yeah.
When we get to our first hotel, the professor and his mistress, they go to the front desk before anybody else even checks in. We don't even know where to go. They get their keys, and he's like, come on, honey. They do the dash upstairs. And I'm like, oh, they couldn't wait, huh?
Yeah.
The rest of us are like, where do we go? Like, we're like, ciao. Like, we don't even know what to say, bro. We're dazed and confused. And literally, this man is gone. We don't see him till dinner.
Oh.
Him and the lady.
Well.
I said, at least somebody's having a great night. Okay. So it was just insane. And I remember that this is when the weirdness started because there's another character in this story. We're going to call her Maya. Okay. Yeah. Maya, she's a student, mind you. She's in the cohort beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
Things start getting weird because my messy friend Bill comes up to me and he's like, Denasia, like, I want to know, like, do you not like Maya? Mind you, didn't even know her name was Maya. I'm like, who's Maya? He's like, no, Maya, like, over there. Points to her. I'm like, I deadass just met her. We just got here.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know her. Like, how could I not like her? I literally don't know her. He was like, well, you know, like, she just kind of gets the vibe you don't like her. And I was like, I genuinely don't know her. Yeah. And she ends up sitting next to me at dinner. And I was just like, hey. Like, just making it known that, like, I don't like, it's not like I don't like you. I just don't know you.
Yeah.
I introduce myself. I say hello.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great little conversation. But even so, I was like, huh, keep my eye on her. You know, I'm like, you acting weird and we just got here. We supposed to be bella ciao. We're supposed to have a great time in Italy and you doing weird stuff, right? So I was just a little thrown.
Yeah.
So as we proceed on this trip, Mistress Man and his mistress are doing their little vacation stuff. You know, okay. We get to the second hotel because we're bouncing between cities. We get to the second hotel, and this is where things really get weird because, for one, when we get to the second hotel, me and the other girl that were the oldest seniors on the trip, we get put in a whole different separate hotel.
Yeah.
Like, down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, why are we separated from everybody? And they were like, well, you know, we couldn't fit everybody into the rooms. And there's one man occupying the last room on the floor. So we can't go into that room.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm like, okay, but like, to put us by ourselves in a foreign country is also a tad bit insane.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, I guess. Bill reports back that the man in question that was in that room on the far end of the hall, He walked in because he thought it was that it was their room. He like knocked on the door. I was like, oh, push it open. This man is literally playing with himself, butt booty naked on the bed. Like facing the door, playing with himself.
Wait, okay, I have a question. If somebody was gonna have to be in a separate hotel, why wouldn't it have
Been the guys?
The part.
Or the professors? Yeah. Or the mistress? Yeah. No, like I had a lot of questions as well. I said, huh, this is a little odd, right? So the reason why we couldn't get that last room is because this man's literally on the bed. Like apparently that's a thing in Italy. They'll leave the door cracked open for a prostitute to come in. Oh. So he was waiting on somebody. Oh, okay. But Bill opened the door, he screams, ah! The man screams, ah! And they both looking at each other. He butt booty naked. Bill just shuts the door. He's like, what do we do now?
I'm not going to lie. Bill is kind of funny.
I love Bill down. Bill was like, what do I do with that information? Right? So we just have to tell me. And I said, ah! So we just have to go on about our days. So we continue with our day. And this is where things get really weird because we're doing tours and stuff. And there's this like palace we go and check into. And like we're exploring. It's so beautiful, right? The mistress and the man, the professor, they're doing a little tour through the palace. Now, it's very important to keep in, like, the architecture in mind, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a bottom part of, like, a garden, okay? And then above that, you can walk around the balcony at the top and look down into the garden.
Okay.
Okay? So what we didn't realize is as we were touring, the crazy girl Maya, she kept leaving the group. We would be all in a group, and we'd be like, where's Maya? Gone. Mm. And we would see her, like, down the street somewhere. We're like, how did she get over there, bro? Like, she was just moving, and it was really weird. So at this point, we're on the palace, and we all kind of go into our little duos and stuff and just start exploring. And, like, it's a museum also, so we're just, like, you know, taking it all in. And we realize Maya's gone. Didn't know this, but in hindsight, Maya was actually stalking the professor and his mistress. Like, they were in the garden. She was up top following their exact path. And the only reason I know this is because afterwards, that night, the professor pulled us to the side, both professors, and they were like, just so you know, the next city we go to, talking to me and my friend, we're putting Maya in your room. I said, now, why the hell would you do that?
Like, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? I was like, why would you do that? And they were like, there's been some weird things happening with Maya, and we feel like you two are the strongest to deal with her.
Dinesha!
The strongest? I said, well, flattered, but I'm not about to, what do you think I'm going to do, fight her? Like, they literally put me in the ring with this crazy heifer. I was pissed. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, there has to be rooms of three. And like, you know, like she originally was in a different room with another really shy girl. And to the point where she was bullying the shy girl. Yeah. We didn't know that. Yeah. Like this, the girl, I don't know if she had special needs, but I'm pretty sure she did. And she was literally sending her on goose chases. The shy girl had a bestie, right? Bestie would always look out for her. The girl told the bestie, oh, someone called you downstairs to get the shy girl alone. And then Center was like, oh, by the way, the professor wants you to go down the street and go get this. In the middle of the night, sent her on this wild goose chase bullying her for no reason.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you're weird for that. Like, why would you do that, right? So I guess that's why they thought we were the strongest. Because I told her.
Strongest?
Who cares?
This is not WWE.
Who cares? I said, put that heifer in her own room. That's when you put her with that man. No, what are we going to do?
Put her with the professor's mistress. They need to be in a separate room.
But get this. So when they tell us that we're the strongest, I'm like, okay, I guess. But I was like, what are these weird things that are transpiring? Because I'm being real with her. I need to know what I'm dealing with. How crazy are we talking? And they're like, you know, whatever's happening, like, we're just going to write a letter to the dean about what's happening now as she gets repercussions when we get on campus.
Yeah.
I said, we're here for another 3 days. I need repercussions now.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to be sleeping next to her. And that's insane. Mm-hmm. So come to find out, that whole garden situation, right? It was weird. And the professor was like, I just noticed she was in the corner. Later that night, she texts the professor. We all have his number. Test the professor zoomed in pictures of them two together in the garden.
Oh, she's like blackmailing him.
Like, yeah. like literally Joe, you that zoomed works. In pictures. And yeah. She's like, LOL, you thought I couldn't see ya. I found ya. You oh crazy
God.
Literally texting pictures of him. And he's like, I don't even know what he said. I really don't know what he said.
Yeah.
But he was so confused. And she was like, basically, anytime she would leave something, they'd be like, oh, if you need something, we'll make sure we give it back to you, right?
Yeah.
She asked for him to meet up with her at that night and bring it to her room when we were in the second city. And he was like, why would I come to your room? Come get it in the lobby. And yeah. She was very adamant about, like, getting him and the mistress girl alone. I'm convinced to this day she wanted to be their third. Convinced. Mm-hmm. Because the way that she was doing that, it wasn't giving blackmail. It was to the point where, like, she wanted to go join them for dinners. We were all eating out. She's like, I'm going to go with the professor and the girl.
Why?
Really?
Like, it was really weird.
It's giving blackmail. Maybe it's the Howard Tyrone stealing the money that I'm just always seeing somebody stealing some money.
It might be. But I was just like, she's weird. So that was really crazy, right? So then things get really bad the last day that we were there because we were still in this whole separated room thing, right? And I was just like, okay, this is kind of a lot happening, but, you know, we can have a night in our place because they already got that crazy man down the hall. I said, right. We don't want y'all over there, right?
Yeah.
So I think I talked about this on the podcast when I talked about Italy originally.
You did.
We go in there and we're just having like a little wine night or whatever. Some of them kids ain't never been drunk. Let me say that. Because I was like, I started getting in mom mode. I was like, you've had enough.
That's taking that.
Because I'm not about to deal with y'all drunk in my room, throwing up on my bed. Okay. And they was taking my pillow laying on it.
Oh, I know you would. God, throw up.
Pissed that's me off nasty. Bad. I said, give me that pillow back. I was so irritated. Maya was not invited to this because she was already bullying the other girl. And I just got very big sistery with her. I was like, I just imagine that being my little brother.
Oh, no. No. No.
Absolutely the hell not. I said, she's not invited, right?
Yeah.
So we have our little night. And then this man starts knocking hella hard on the door. And I'm like, oh. And I'm looking at everybody like, who gonna get it? And I realized it's my room. I said, oh, let me get up and go get it. So I got up and go got it. And he literally, like, it was this Italian man. He just started screaming and yelling at us and, like, barged his way through the door. And he was like, look at all y'all in here. Y'all don't live here. And just started yelling, but was directed at me. And I'm like, you really yelling at me for no reason? I said, we a bunch of kids, bro. We visiting. We American. Yeah. I don't know what you do here, but we don't do that where we from.
That part.
You don't yell at me like that.
No.
He was like, just going off on me. And he was like, threatening to call the cops. I don't think he called the cops, but he did call the hotel, like, security and stuff. Mm. Because then the next day, we wake up, and our professors are, like, standing outside, pissed. Like, guys, we heard you guys were misbehaving yesterday. And the mistress standing there with her hip popped out, yelling, too. I'm like, girl, you need to be worried about Maya because she's trying to sabotage you and his marriage. Okay. Let's talk about that.
I think the professor has bigger fish to fry.
Way bigger. He a salmon. Like, bro, you need to worry about that.
No, literally.
He was just doing too much. And then I remember we had to give our key back as we're headed to the last city. We had to give our key back because we're in a separate hotel and we had actual real keys. So it wasn't like a card. Yeah. So they're like yelling at us. We got to get on the bus. We're about to get yelled at on the bus. It really felt like we were in kindergarten, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like, oh shit, I forgot to give the key back. So I was like, I got to go run and get the key to the hotel. And the mistress looks at me and she was like, make it quick. You have 5 minutes. I said, who are you talking to? You are not the professor. I should have went to Maya and asked for them pictures. Because, girl, who are you talking to? Like, literally just so rude for no reason.
That's so irritating.
So rude for no reason.
Ugh.
So, literally, I think when we got back to campus, I'm pretty sure the Maya girl did get in trouble because she got reported for bullying that one girl.
Yeah.
And just doing weird stuff. Like, literally, the professor was like, I don't know what to do, but she's crazy.
Wait. Did the professor get in trouble?
Professor did not get in trouble. He's still with her to this day. I think they have a baby on the way.
The mistress. What?
Yeah. Yes. And he has, I think, like 3 kids. Yeah.
That's
literally insane. But things all went downhill after that second
time.
That's
kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
It was insane. And literally when all this was happening, I was just like, my intuition was low-key right because I'm just like, the fact that I knew she said I didn't like her. I think she sensed that if anybody wasn't going to pull up with the bullshit, it was going to be me. And that's why she was like, Because she was like, I don't know. Dinesia just doesn't. I don't really think she's going to like me. Like, and I was like, I didn't even know who that was. Bill's like, Maya. I'm like, which one's Maya?
I'm not going to lie. This has got my stomach a little like going out of you can't go out of town with just everybody.
Anybody. Yeah. And the worst part is that I was just like, I wouldn't have known unless that happened. But I was like, realistically, I didn't know any of these people before we went on this trip.
Hey, Bill had you.
Bill made sure.
I'm not gonna lie.
Bill made sure I knew because I was like, once he told me that, I was like, I've never had anybody just assume off rip, oh, I don't think you like me. And I've never spoken to you before.
Facts.
I was like, how could you even think that?
Yeah.
But I was like, when I talked to her, I still got a weird vibe. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. That's my intuition, bro. Intuition does not lie. I knew she was crazy.
Listen to it.
I mean, all of this sounds crazy.
It was insane. I was like, I love Italy down, but I'm ready to go home because it was too much stress. And I was like, I don't ever want to come back here.
Okay, don't say that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because I love Italy.
I love Italy too, but with them, I was like, nah, we're not doing that. It was insane.
Y'all, we've had really crazy college experiences, some more than others, of course. But, you know, thank you so much, Mia, for coming on the pod.
Yes!
We had a good time.
It was a really great time. The hour went by way too very fast. Quickly. I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. I'm looking at the time like, damn.
When you started the story, I was like, okay, how fast she going to do this?
No, same. And I'm blind, so I'm like, what hour that
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, no. We at that 30 mark. So Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon. Thank you so much, Mia, for coming on and telling that story because it was amazing.
It was a lot going on.
Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, I'm sure you have more. I'm sure you have more. We'll definitely have her on again, as well as some of your other New York characters that you guys have heard of the pod.
That's honestly what it is. No,
actually, I was like, oh, yeah. I've heard about you. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.